Let's get on to our school reports for this week. And we'll start up in the North Country and we'll work our way south, starting with the sixth grade classroom in Ely, Minnesota. Mariah Jeske is the teacher.
Hello, this is a phonology report for the Ely area for the weeks of December 23rd through January 3rd. My name is Eli Olson, and I'm reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Our high temperature during the last 2 weeks was 36 degrees on January 3rd, and the low was negative 24 on January 1st. That is a 60-degree difference in between. Before our warm-up on January 3rd, there were several reports from students slipping on black ice on sidewalks and on driveways. During the last couple snowfalls, a fresh 15 inches of snow fell, and now it coats the streets and trees with many branches bending and sagging really low. Rainer reported that the cross-country ski practice conditions and the skate ski tracks are very icy and really fast. She also mentioned that because of the ice, there was a pileup of students that fell and lots of skis in the air. Ayla mentioned that on January 3rd, it felt very warm and that there was slushy snow because it was sunny with the other temperatures in the mid-30s. We have a few reportings of animals and animal tracks. While Madeline was sledding with her brother, she saw two albino squirrels. Bella saw a wolf run across the Fernberg Road, and Cade heard coyotes howling while he was on a lake. There were a few reports of mice getting inside Milo's house, and his dog tried to catch it but did not succeed. Blake went ice fishing and caught a walleye. There were reports of blue jays and grouse next to bird feeders. Karina saw mouse tracks on the snow by her son. Thank you for listening to the Ely Phonology Report. We will be back soon to report more observations.
Thank you. What a nice job. Lots of good things going on in Ely. A 60-degree temperature change in several days there between the 1st of January and the 4th. Went from minus 24 to plus 36. That's an amazing change in temperature.